This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Congratulations to Chef Jonathan Sawyer on his James Beard Award nomination in the Best Chef Great Lakes category, an award he was previously nominated for in 2013. Sawyer is the culinary mastermind of several Cleveland restaurants, including his flagship, the Greenhouse Tavern. But he is probably most known to chefs for his work in vinegar. Founded in 2011 in Sawyer's basement, Tavern Vinegar Co. produces the most inventive vinegars in the country, from rosé to stout beer vinegar. Michael Harlan Turkel spoke with Sawyer a while back on the food scene about how this innovative chef puts his creations to good use.
Anywhere you would use a lime or a lemon, try and use vinegar. Whether it's a cocktail, whether it's ceviche, whether it's fortifying a Bordelaise, any of those uses, try the vinegar and see where it is. You know, another part of that of the tavern is we've made a decision since the beginning to try to not use lemons and limes and oranges and, you know, things that we can't grow in Ohio. So that came down to using as much vinegar as we could. A lot of recipes we'd replace lemon or lime entirely. A lot of them we would sort of change the ratio to be 25% vinegar or 25% citric acid. So it was fun to do in the beginning, and now, you know, 4 years into it, you're seeing a barrel-aged vinegar cocktail program unveil. That's really exciting, yeah. You know.
So you do shrubs?
We do.
Yeah.
Well, not true shrubs because we don't, I don't know, I think with vinegar cocktails,
yeah,
there's a fine line between shrub and vinegar. I think shrub implies a little bit more sugar and a little bit more liquid.
Yeah, it's like dosaged vinegar. Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, clinical strength pH mixed with
a little nerve tonic. Yeah.
Mixed with proper, you know, spirits. You know, Kevin Wildermuth, our evil genius behind the bar, and I have really similar taste buds. So we do this cocktail called Big in Japan, and it was one of my favorite vinegars we ever produced. And I was so amped to use it for the kitchen. It was an apricot sake vinegar. But then I tasted a cocktail that Kevin made with it, this Big in Japan, which is based on a local rum and simple syrup and the sake vinegar. And I was like, all right, you can have it all.
The James Beard finalists will be announced on March 24th. This is Brian Reno at Heritage Radio. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.